Blog Talk Radio.
I'm free.
You said you can't have my, you can't have my, you can't, you can't, you can't.
Spirit ain't here with me. Let it go.
Let it go?
Yeah,
let it go.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Monday Morning Glory. I am your host, Dr. Tasha Parker Meredith, and I want to thank you so much for joining me this morning. We've been off the air for about a month now. I personally took a break, from radio, took a break from ministry, and I've been teaching out in the Virginia area, so I actually appreciated the break. So thank you so much for joining me this morning. Wanted to just come back together and continue on with our Monday Morning Glory. You know, I get so many requests with people asking for Monday Morning Glory and for Tuesday Talk, and so we are live and back on the air. And so want to just welcome you. Thank you to everyone who has gotten up early with me on this beautiful Monday morning. I am, as I said, out in Virginia right now, and it is just such a beautiful, beautiful morning out here today. The birds are chirping, the sun is shining, and it's probably about 60 or 70 degrees, and I don't think that you could ask for a better, more picture-perfect morning, and that is just a testament to how good our God is. Amen. And so this morning, I want to just talk to you this morning a little bit. We're going to go from the book of Romans, and the scripture is Romans 12:12, and I'm going to pull it up, and it says, "Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer." Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. And before I go into the scripture, I just want to go into prayer this morning. I want to pray a special prayer this morning for our world, for the city of Baltimore, for all the things that are going on in the world right now. So if you wouldn't just mind just joining me in prayer. Father God, we come to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We say thank you. Thank you for another day, for another moment. Thank you for another week. We ask and pray that you will go before us this week, God, so that we would have a phenomenal week, God. We ask that you will continue the peace that has come over the city of Baltimore as of yesterday. They had a time of prayer, and we join them in that time of prayer right now, right now, God, and we just say thank you for the peace. We say thank you for the peace, thank you for the peace, thank you for peace all around the world, all around the country of the United States. We say a special prayer for Freddie Gray and for all of the many families who have lost their loved ones to the hands of police and the unfortunate police brutality that's been going on, God. But we know that you are a God of good God. You are a God of honor, and we know that we serve a good God. And we know that you control all things, and all of these things that are going on are in your control, God, in your hands. And we just pray a special prayer for those families. We pray a special prayer for the families that have been dealing with this. We pray a special prayer for the city of Baltimore. We ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you would continue the peace that we saw and felt and experienced yesterday, God. But at the same time, we ask for justice, and we know that you are a God of justice, and we know that you see all things and you control all things, and we ask that you would dispatch your angels right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you would dispatch your angels all over the city of Baltimore, all over the United States, and all over the world. It is in the mighty name of Jesus that we pray and we ask these things. Amen. So thank you so much for praying that prayer with me. And again, our scripture this morning is coming from Romans 12:12. And it's our theme this morning is to walk in expectation. I want you all to walk in expectation this week. And the scripture reads, "Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer." Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. And so I looked up these words, hope, affliction, and prayer. Hope, affliction, and prayer. And hope, the definition of hope is a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. A feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. Affliction, something that causes pain or suffering. Something that causes pain or suffering. And then the definition for prayer is a solemn request for help or expression of thanks addressed to God or an object of worship. And again, the scripture reads, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. And so if you put those three words together, hope, affliction, and prayer, and you look at the definition, it's saying to be joyful as you express your feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. Be patient in affliction. Be patient in doing something that causes harm to yourself or to others. Don't do any of those things. And be faithful in prayer. Be faithful, which is a solemn request. Be faithful in putting your request before God. So hope, affliction, and prayer. Romans 12 and 12. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. And walk in expectation this week. Walk in expectation. And so as we meditate this week on just having a phenomenal week, and as we say thank you for God, and while we listen to this music, I want you to just meditate on those things and just be faithful in hope, faithful in your expectation this week. Be faithful in your prayer, knowing what your requests are, knowing, putting your request on the throne, and knowing that God can and will do all things together for the good of those who love him.
Time to spend his head. Begin. Hard in the paint,
man. We go hard in the paint until I pass out. I love that song. I love it. I love it. I love it. So thank you so much for joining me this week for Monday Morning Glory. Again, I'm Dr. Tasha Parker Meredith, and our scripture came from Romans 12:12. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. This week, go forth with expectation. Have joy. Have joyful hope, knowing that God has dispatched his angels to go before you, and your week is already laid out. What you have to remember is that you are the author of your story, and you set the tone for your week by what you put in the atmosphere today, right now. So why not speak life? Be slow to cause affliction upon yourself or anyone else for that matter. Look at the positive this week and expect a positive outcome. Pray without ceasing, beloved. Pray without ceasing. Come into agreement with what God has planned for your life, for your family, for your job, and your well-being in general. Beloved, go into this week with love and gratitude, knowing that you have everything you need to be successful. Open your heart and your mind to the love of God. You never know how you will see him or through him, or what God will show up. Know that you are love, you are light, and you are worthy of all that God has for you. Thank you for joining me this morning for Monday Morning Glory. Have yourself a terrific day and an awesome week. I'm Dr. Tasha Parker Meredith, and this is Monday Morning Glory. I appreciate everybody who has joined me this morning. I appreciate those who are listening to the rebroadcast. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Have a wonderful week.